Monday, January 2nd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Happy and blessed New Year to all of our listeners and to you, Harry. I do want to take today and do a year in review, looking back to the major stories of 2022. And probably one of the most significant stories for the church and the Christian is the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade.
The overturning of Roe v. Wade clearly brought the blessing of no longer hiding the genocidal assault upon the preborn under some notion of a fabricated constitutional right. Of course, we have immediately seen the movement of the federal government to find a way to legislatively codify elective abortions. So, Tom, while the absurdity of Roe v. Wade was removed, now the insidious assault upon the preborn by our federal government will continue into 2023 and beyond.
Which dovetails into the second big story of 2022. That would be the assault of religious liberty and free speech by the federal government.
Right. As you see this progressive secular movement with its absorption of self-aggrandizement and its definition of freedom, meaning the absence of ethics, in other words, anarchy, then there are two institutions that stand in the way of the progressive secular movement and its LGBTQAI plus agenda, and that is the family and that is the church. Therefore, the First Amendment is clearly under assault, specifically what we call our first liberty, which is the free practice of religion, and secondly, the cancel culture and other initiatives which are designed to deny free speech in the public square.
And again, that dovetails into our third big story, which is the firewall that we have seen from the judiciary in general and state legislators.
Whoever would have thought 30 years ago that the firewall to maintain the integrity of us being a constitutional republic and to maintain the freedoms of the Bill of Rights in general and the First Amendment in particular, most notably, as we just said, free speech and the free practice of religion would come down to the judicature. For years, from the 1950s into the 21st century, one of the key instruments was judicial activism. Well, now that we have textualists or constitutionalists that have been put onto the Supreme Court and also populating the appeals court, that has become the firewall to protect us as a constitutional republic and to protect our freedoms in general and the Bill of Rights in particular, and even more specifically, the First Amendment. We also have seen another movement in this firewall, and that is a number of states that are passing legislation at the state level to thwart the regulatory policies and executive orders of this aggressive institution of progressive secularism and the LGBTQAI agenda upon the states.
And again, we dovetail into our next big story, and that was specifically the Biden administration, their continued redefinition of Title IX in order to push the transgender ideology.
Tom, you're right. These two are clearly interconnected. As the federal government has embraced absurdity in terms of initiatives threatening the withholding of funds that come from the Department of Education to states that have said, no, we are not going to groom our children for the sexual revolution, and we're not going to change the curriculum in order to promote the absurdity that someone is a different gender internally than what they are biologically. Now what we are doing is promoting gender dysphoria, promoting transgenderism. You may be born male or female biologically, but you may want to be something else and you can self-identify. It is criminal child abuse in the way the federal government is now imposing this dysphoria upon children, including chemical and surgical mutilation.
To that end, our next big story is pushback from parents as there was a real battleground in the control of public schools.
In the 19th century, when compulsory public education was being proposed and the warnings went out that it would become a tool to expand the authority and reach of the federal government, the provision was made that public education would be put under the authority of the states in general and guided by local school boards that were elected from the local population where the school is found. And now for over 100 years, the encroachment of the federal power and authority over the state and over the local school boards has continued to the point now sending the FBI to investigate under the guise of domestic terrorism those parents who are speaking out at school boards, as well as the doubling of the number of IRS agents to investigate the nonprofit organizations that are involved in this desire to reclaim the integrity of what we call the three R's, reading, writing, and arithmetic, and not to use education as a federal initiative of indoctrination of the LGBTQAI agenda in general and transgenderism in particular.
Harry, another big story for 2022 was a good news, bad news story, if I can put it that way, the continued penetration of progressivism in the church, and yet at the same time, we saw literally hundreds, if not thousands, of churches leave the United Methodist Church.
The onslaught of progressivism, which, like liberal Christianity, is initiated many times from influential celebrity leaders in a denomination, and most notably the seminaries, there's been a clear pushback. A number of seminaries have demonstrated confessional integrity to the authority and inerrancy, infallibility, and sufficiency of God's Word. A number of denominations have declared that they will not become the handmaiden of progressive secularism by adopting progressive Christianity, which denies first-order doctrines, including the power of the gospel to save people from their sins, not only from guilt and shame, but also the power and practice of them. You see thousands of churches leaving the Methodist denomination. The CRC just recently reaffirmed the sexual ethic that homosexuality is a sin, the rejection of Revoice Side B theology, which was a progressive initiative undermining biblical sexual ethics, and strong positions were taken in the Presbyterian Church in America. That news story is going to continue to dominate our coverage as we move into 2023 on Today in Perspective.
Before we close, I do want to mention another very big story. That was Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Tom, you know, the World War conflicts of the 20th century began in very much the same fashion as this invasion of Ukraine by Russia. A lot of people are looking at this. We see the dire circumstances in Ukraine. We see the aggression and overwhelming size of Russia, expansion policies using war to accomplish it very much the way Hitler did in Europe, which led to a world war. So there are great concerns because of the nuclear arsenals that are available to the protagonist in this conflict. Tom, we have just taken a moment to highlight some of the big issues that have been the setting of many of our programs in this last year. Why? Because news events become not only a snapshot, but we might characterize it as a short podcast video, which gives us an opportunity to see the world and life views that are competing. Progressivism, whether it's secular progressivism through governments or religious progressivism in the apostasy of churches, is the latest ism of man-centered rebellion against the Almighty. We will continue to cover these stories and look at them through a God-centered biblical world and life view with, as you say each week, the glorious promise that the gospel is the answer to man's sin, and instead of a cultural death spiral, we might see a great awakening of the gospel coming from believers and faithful churches sweeping our nation and even the world, that the praise of God would cover the earth as the waters cover the sea.
As we have entered a new year, this would be a good time, if you haven't done so already, to download the Briarwood app. With this app, you'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. The app is yours free of charge. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. Well, do join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.